Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
93-year-old legendary baseball writer Arnold Hanno.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Good morning. Today on the show, I will sing the police blotter. That's right. I won't. I forgot to do it last night.
Don't worry. We still have things to do. I'm very excited about this interview with 93-year-old Arnold Hanno. He's been writing about baseball for 9 decades, and he's got a new local documentary about him.
We've got British pop artist Oscar in for a live performance later on. This is Daily Scramble Live.
Your Daily Scramble News now.
First up in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, Costa Mesa police chased down a 25-year-old Santa Ana man who allegedly had fled from a stolen car filled with items reported missing by Laguna Beach and Newport Beach residents. Police say 5 different Laguna victims have been identified and their property, ranging from passports to prescription pills, returned to them. All were victimized last Sunday and Monday when the items were stolen from unlocked vehicles parked on Temple Hills and Dunning Drives in Viejo Street. The total loss is estimated to exceed $3,000, with some items, including a laptop and GoPro camera, still missing. And Laguna Beach Captain Jason Kravitz says that convicted auto thief Scott Callahan, 25, is currently in custody, and detectives will be seeking additional theft charges for the Laguna Beach crimes.
Crikey, he's a kleptomaniac, this guy.
Yeah, he stole so much stuff.
Yeah.
Luckily, most of it's back, except for one dude's GoPro.
You don't hear of that kind of crime but very much around here, do we?
Car thievery?
Yeah, it's not so prevalent as it is in other places, big cities.
You know? I would have said it's one of the most common things that happens.
Really?
Yeah, because people leave their cars unlocked or their doors unlocked or their backpacks on the beach. I mean, that sort of easy theft, I think, is common in Laguna because people are trusting.
Right. I've got one of those old school GPSs in my car. When I get out of the car, I always take it off and put it in the glove box.
No, that's smart. But absolutely. Those things get stolen all the time.
Things used to get stolen all the time when I lived in England. And so it's just become a natural thing for me. But I always think of it as being not so prevalent. But maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. It's sensible to take your stuff out of your
car. Just lock your car.
Yeah, put it in the trunk.
The Orange County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday delayed its decision on the $102 million John Wayne Airport Improvement Project. The board is to select a builder for the project. The repairs will be 89% funded through the airport's construction fund, with the rest covered through its operating fund. It will include repairs to the airport's heating and air conditioning systems, seismic improvements, as well as superficial improvements to carpet, paint, and restrooms.
Seismic improvements to John Wayne Airport. Coming up.
I don't know why that's so expensive, all of that.
No.
They're painting it, they're putting carpet in, and changing the heating and air.
Make it quicker. Train the TSA, that's what I say.
To do it, to do the improvements?
Well, yeah, the fact, you know what, anything to make it easier to get through. It's not the worst airport, though, John Wayne, is it?
No, John Wayne's the best airport, yeah. Man. I love John Wayne.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they need to do that. Outside of Orange County this morning, 2 people were shot last night in Battle Creek, Michigan, after they attempted to rob a father and son looking to buy a car from Craigslist. It was a Craigslist deal gone bad. The father and son were lured to a fake address, then jumped by 3 attackers. And during the attack, the son, who did have a license to carry a concealed firearm, pulled a revolver and fired shots, hitting 2 of the attackers in the chest. The men fled, and the 2 injured ones were found and transported to the hospital.
You ever bought anything like that from Craigslist where you have to show up at the
house? Yeah, and that's why I put this story in here, because it's scary, because I use it and people use it, and this stuff happens.
I don't want to be scared of that.
Yeah, totally.
Because I think it's a really natural, nice thing. 2 people without the aid of a corporation. Well, obviously, Craigslist is a corporation, but without, you know, having to pay a tax or anything like that. One guy wants to sell something, the other guy wants to buy it.
Right.
Boom, it's the most natural and American thing in the world.
Craigslist has just become kind of like the scum of the earth of selling things. You know, it's just like, it's just the website and the people that are on there. And when you post something and you say you have something for cheap, just the strangest people show up.
I've heard that it's the sort of magnet for lowlifes.
Yeah. And I use it all the time. I'm not insulting it. I'm just.
What do you use it for?
I mean, I don't know. Sell stuff, buy stuff.
Do you really?
I sell stuff mostly.
Yeah.
Like an old couch, you know, is solid for $50.
I have a garage full of stuff and my garage needs clearing out.
I just don't like people coming by who have found me on Craigslist.
Right.
It creeps me out.
So where I live, my garage is away from the house.
Right.
So I would feel like, okay, you know where the garage is.
Yeah.
Big deal. You don't know where my house is. No idea. But even then, there's stuff left in the garage. You know, I'm selling an old piano. I've got this old piano.
Mm-hmm.
Need to sell it. Well, in order to get to that piano, you have to walk by a load of expensive PA equipment.
Right, exactly.
Well, I don't want you seeing that PA equipment.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
I also like this story because it's the only positive gun story we've had in a long time. A man had a license to carry a firearm. He successfully defended himself against an attack. All is fine.
Wow.
We don't see a lot of positive gun stories.
No, in fact, I've been saying.
Yeah.
One of the arguments for gun ownership, which I'm opposed to,
right.
Everybody knows, like most Brits, one of the big arguments is, well, you need to defend yourself, you know, against an attacker.
This is one story.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it happened. Norwegian Air Shuttle, ASA, hopes to sell one-way tickets to Europe for $69.
Wow.
As early as 2017.
Oh, this is good.
By flying from U.S. airports that have low fees.
Yeah.
Europe's third largest budget airline is considering flights to Edinburgh and Bergen, Norway from U.S. airports.
Wait a minute. Stop. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but hang on. There's no extra vowel.
Edinburgh. Just trust me on this.
There's just no vowel there.
Well, they don't have vowels in Scotland. They speak like this.
I don't think they speak quite
there's
like
no
that.
There's no vowels. No vowels.
Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
I believe you.
Okay.
From U.S. airports that have little to no international service today, such as New York's Westchester, is that right? County Airport.
New York's
and
what?
Connecticut's Bradley International
Airport. Westchester.
No, it's Westchester.
Is it? Okay.
I have no idea. While airlines such as Lufthansa offers travelers hundreds of destinations via connections and airport hubs, Norwegian Air is aiming to make nonstop service to small cities that straddle the Atlantic more commonly, which keeps costs low.
They've been doing that in Europe for years.
Yeah.
If you fly like from London to Paris, for example, you don't fly from Heathrow to Paris Charles de Gaulle. You fly to some little airport 20 miles away and you fly out of Stansted or somewhere out of
and
London.
And it's much cheaper.
Man, it's for nothing, $50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really do that here. I mean, you fly out of Long Beach or John Wayne or L.A., it's all pretty much the same.
Well, Orange County is going to be expensive, whatever you do. It's got a lot of fees.
Yeah.
But you can fly out of Ontario, say, or...
That's true.
Long Beach is a cheap airport.
Used to be a one-way flight from Ontario to my hometown of Tucson. Now they don't do it anymore.
Huh. Yeah.
Bummer.
So that's a good model. It's very cheap to fly around Europe if you know which airlines to book on.
And if we you want to go time. To Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, yeah.
Edinburgh.
It's the capital city of Scotland.
I knew that. I don't think I've ever seen it written down.
Edinburgh Festival, very important.
I'm aware of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it written.
Think of it as, I'm going to Edinburgh. What up, brah? I'm going to Edinburgh.
In music news.
Yeah.
Last week brought Will Smith's return to rap. Do you care about this? I kind of like this. The Fresh Prince jumped aboard a remix of some song I've never heard of by Bomba Estero. And
Bomba.
In a new interview, Smith revealed that Fiesta, that song, is just the first of many new tracks on the way, and he has plans for a full-fledged tour alongside DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Do you know what? I almost care. Because I said to you yesterday, I think rap is the future.
Rap's already... It's been.
I know.
It's here. It's not the future.
I know.
You're just behind.
It's always the same with me. I get into something and it's just gone. It's gone. But I would like somebody to burn me a CD of classic rap tracks.
You know what you could do is just keep KX93.5 on as you leave the canyon. Right, yeah. And just keep listening.
Apparently, it's old school.
Then you'll be fine.
But I don't understand the DJs. DJs do that whole thing where they, blah, blah, blah.
They're not conversing with you.
No, not reaching me.
Well, Will Smith making new music first time in 10 years. I think that's cool.
Well, he's good, isn't he, old Will Smith?
Oh, man,
talented.
I love Will Smith.
Yeah.
I like him in anything he does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's finish the headline real quick.
Okay.
Tom Hanks found a girl's blank, so he's trying to give it back through social media.
Okay, finish the headline.
Spanx. Tom Hanks found a girl's Spanx. I'm hoping that's it.
I wish it were that exciting. He found a girl's college ID.
Oh.
So he went to Twitter and he said, "Hey, Lauren, I found your college ID." And he tweeted a picture of her on it and said, "If you need it, I'll be happy to get it back to you."
Oh.
So, of course, Lauren is thrilled and gets to meet Tom Hanks. But this is what she does with her 15 minutes of fame. This is her one quote that's been on the news.
Not gonna be good,
and in the
it?
Newspaper, she said, "It was ironic. I was thinking about it, you know. I was out for a run, forest. I don't know." That's her quote. It's in the papers.
She's loquacious, not. Well, okay, whatever. That is your moment of fame, darling. But very neighborly and kind and...
He's the nicest. He just seems like the greatest guy. Oh, yeah. Can I tell you real quick? This is a tangent, but sort of related.
Mm-hmm.
The Halloween costume that I'm pondering with my girlfriend, I'm going to be Tom Hanks from Castaway.
Right.
And she's going to be
the football.
Wilson the volleyball.
Yeah. The volleyball, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you like it?
I do like it. How's she going to be the ball? Well, she just get a big ball outfit.
Yeah, there's a big ball.
Yeah, that's funny.
And with the big bloody handprint on it.
Yeah, and she is petite.
She's petite, and I'm a man.
You're a big, hairy guy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Actually, that wouldn't work. I just realized I have to take my shirt off for this costume.
Oh, you know what? We're going to Oak Street, aren't we?
Yeah, we'll be at Oak Street.
And so does that mean I have to, like...
Yeah, you can't go without a costume.
Oh, no.
What do you think it is?
How about I go as, like, an aging Jewish DJ from Britain?
Perfect. This is Daily Scramble Live. Aging Jewish DJ and young burly man.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
That's not annoying. It's catchy.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's interesting, isn't it? One man's catchy is another man's I'm going to kill you.
What do you think about Bounty Quicker Picker Upper?
I like it as much
as I
like...
That's my favorite jingle.
As much as I like Plink Plink Fizz Fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
I wasn't around for that one.
I was a kid, came to America, saw that advert, and just the words. Think of the words. Plink Plink Fizz Fizz. Oh, what a relief it
is.
Yeah,
I get it. It's
you know...
Yeah, it's gross.
It's
pretty gross.
Exactly. It was Alka-Seltzer, I think, or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's
okay.
more.
Yep.
Can't think of any right now.
Loads of them. Do the shake and back and put the freshness back. Do the shake and back and put the blah, blah, blah.
How about NFL on Sunday night?
That's not an advert, though, is it?
Yeah, but it's a thing. It's stuck in my head every once in a while.
Beans means Heinz. Do-do-do-do. Beans means Heinz. Could I have 100,000 Cadbury's cream eggs, please? These are all very British, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know any of these.
Shake and vac was so annoying. And the one that really got on my nerves was one for some sort of whitener for clothes. And the woman said, someone asked her a question. Hey, it was all very perky. And they were hanging out the washing in a nice windy day. And it was all very white. And they were all very beautiful and pretty and milfy and, you know, all that cougary. And then the woman said to the other woman, would you use anything else for your clothes? And she goes, certainly not. Certainly not. God, man, that drew me crazy.
Just the way she said it?
She didn't say certainly not or certainly not. It was certainly. Certainly not. And they left it in. Why would they leave it in? So annoying.
Wait, when did this commercial come out?
It was years ago.
And it still bothers you?
Certainly not.
You're actually physically annoyed right now.
Only because we're talking about commercials on the TV. I like that one.
This is Daily Scramble Live. This is our morning show. Every weekday morning, it's podcast online as well on iTunes. We play music. We chat. We have guests. We have interviews. We play games. It's either annoying or fun.
Certainly not.
Want to do a sorbet?
Certainly not.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
If you, like me,
whenever you're ready,
wake up flustered and obsessing over nonsense. Here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser for your mental palate. I almost said cerebral, like certainly. Certainly not. Oh my God. Loofah. It's a loofah for your limbic system. That's what this is. Okay, mellow out, chill, relax. Let all the certainties of this universe pass you by like so many juggernauts on the freeway. And here it comes. Why do people say heads up when you should duck?
Is that it?
That's it. That was the sorbet of the day.
You never know when they're over, really.
No, that's a quick one, actually. That is a quick one. Why do they say heads up when you should duck? Heads up, and then boom, your head gets knocked off.
You really are asking the tough questions.
You put your head up like one of those, those animals that puts their heads up.
You have 2 seconds.
Meerkats.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yeah, that's us. Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5.
Okay.
Hi, Jason.
Super.
Great.
Dead air. I love it.
I love dead air as well.
I do.
So, hey, we got a couple nice notes recently via email.
Oh.
There was one yesterday from the father of Michael Benjamin Lerner, a.k.a. Telekinesis, who I featured on Full Album Fridays last week.
Oh, yes, you did.
Right?
You did.
Telekinesis has a new record. Had him on Full Album Friday.
Yep.
His dad wrote in
and
said, I've been around radio forever. You guys are killing it. What a great interview with my son. Really appreciate what you're doing. Blah, blah, blah. Stay in touch.
Did you mention me at all?
Well, it was mostly about me. Yeah. But it was really nice. And then, so this morning we got a request for a band that I've actually been seeing requests for a lot recently. Maybe you've noticed a request for the Daphnies.
Constantly.
Right.
They used to have another name.
Okay.
Water Closet. Water District.
Ah, now
no,
they're...
No,
no.
No. No. I'll figure it out in a
Water
minute.
Closet? That's a bathroom. Okay, so people want to hear the Daphnies. So I did a little research to find out why everyone wants to hear the Daphnies so badly. And it looks like they're from Newport Beach. And they posted on their Facebook saying, looks like KX93.5 is playing our music. Why don't you give them a little song request and see if they play us more often?
I should just get this right very briefly. I'm sorry to cut
and
in on you.
And they're called?
They weren't called Water District. Water District, still going. Great band. Oh, my goodness. Don't want to mess anybody about here. Minus One Reality, remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
We used to get requests for them, too.
Yeah.
So the Daphnies, formerly Minus One Reality, formerly Prince, formerly the Symbol Pi, now the Daphnies. They have a new song called Walk On By. Got a request from Jerry this morning for the song Walk On By. Anyway, I go on the Daphne's Facebook. They say, you can hear these songs, check out our new music, blah, blah, blah. And the one comment, and I love this, it speaks to me. The one comment on their Facebook is, I love the new song. It's really catchy. I find myself singing to it. So proud of all of you, Grandma.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it lovely?
So we got an email from somebody's dad.
Right. See where I'm going with this.
Telekinesis. And we got something from somebody's grandma. How tremendous.
And my grandma remains our top commenter on KX93.5 posts.
Is that right?
My grandmother.
Wow.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
Comments on everything as if she's just talking to me.
Yeah.
So we'll post a photo of like all of us, or we'll post the results of our fundraising and or whatever. And she'll say, great job, sweetheart. We love you.
And look, you know what? That never goes away. When my mom comments on things, photographs online,
usually
pictures of me and Ava, you know, because she's happy that we're married and we're happily married,
sure,
and all that stuff. And when she says, you know, lovely pic, whatever, I get a different feeling from anybody else's like, because it's my mom.
Yeah.
Can't help it. Still want to impress her. Still want to make her happy. Can't help it. I'm nearly 50 years old. I don't think it ever goes away.
And I don't mind when my grandma posts on my wall and it means to be a private message.
know,
and she's telling me what drama's happening or asking me how my recipe went for whatever. I don't mind.
I know.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
So please keep commenting, grandmothers of the world. We love that you do it.
When she when she posts, how's your hemorrhoids?
I'm not there yet.
No, but she will. Please, God.
All right, so we should play that Daphne song, shall we?
Yeah, it's good.
It's called Walk On By. It's a request this morning, and anybody can request any song online at kx935.com.
Robert Palmer with Hey Julia there on KX935. Are we not the coolest radio station for miles around?
Are we not? We are.
I think we are. That's so great. I love that song. I love old Robert Palmer. You know, he was mostly famous for, like, Addicted to Love, that big single in the 1980s probably now. Goodness me. But
actually, it was still in the 1980s then.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean, though, when I say now. I'm just living in the now.
Right.
It's the power of my now. You felt the power of my now?
I don't think I want to.
No. But he became really famous with that stuff. Then he did some stuff with those guitar-playing brothers from Duran Duran, whose names now escape me, of course.
Their names different then than they are now as well?
No, I think they have the same...
Same names.
Names.
Yeah.
Just more wrinkly. More wrinkly now. And anyway, they were... So he was great, but he was sort of a pop star. But before that, in the early 70s, he had a band called Vinegar Joe with Elkie Brooks. Elkie Brooks?
Mm-mm.
I went to school with Elkie Brooks' niece. And Elkie Brooks' real name is Elsie Bookbinder. Good, segue to something.
I don't know to what. Jason's doing all this from memory, by the way. I'm impressed.
So, anything before 1980, I can remember. After that, no chance.
Yeah.
Can't remember a thing. But Robert Palmer, Yorkshireman from Scarborough. East Yorkshire, I'm guessing. Yes, East, yeah. Anyway, what have you got, Lando?
I don't know. I was just seeing how long you could go on that subject. We have Arnold Hanno coming in later on.
I know.
93-year-old baseball writer, a legendary writer. He's been published in 9 different decades. Can you fathom that?
I can't even get my head around it.
It's unbelievable. And there's a new local documentary being done about him. We'll be talking to him, and we've got the band Oscar performing after 9 a.m., You'll be chatting with Caroline Bruderer about your thing.
My nonprofit thing that I'm doing, yes.
Yes.
Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I'll need to do a little prep.
Okay, well, you can
find
do
out
that.
What I'm doing.
We'll play a song and you can do that. Here's Metric. It's new. Too bad. So sad. From The Shade on KX93.5.
Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. KX93.5.
Yeah, every Wednesday we're joined by Caroline Bruderer. She tells us about another great local nonprofit or charitable person. And Caroline, I may have to analyze your selection process this morning, but please tell us who we've got.
Come on. We have, good morning, everybody. We have our very own KX93.5 FM's Jason Fetty today, and he's going to tell us all about his new cause, which is really cool. So, hi, Jason.
Hello.
Good morning.
So, here's the thing.
Go for it.
Thanks. So, here's the thing. Earlier this year, I decided I was going to do some nonprofit thing in town. There are 300 nonprofits in town. Everybody's kind of doing whatever it is they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to find something that really inspired me because I cannot get excited about, I don't know, marine mammals. It's not for me, but it's for other people.
Understood.
Wonderful for other people. Great, and I've done plenty of stuff for the Marine Mammal Center, but it doesn't inspire me like this particular thing. So here's what happened. I met a guy about 6 years ago when I was in Israel before I got married.
Mm-hmm.
I was just traveling around there, and I met this guy, and he was in a band with this guy Daniel Pearl, who was the first American journalist who was beheaded by the Taliban in Pakistan. So he'd been in a band with this guy, and he wanted to do something. He's freaked out. His friend Danny had died, and he was freaked out. He didn't know what he was going to do. So he started this organization which gets together Jewish, Muslim, and Christian kids. And they all get in a room together and they write a song and make a video. That's all that's expected of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. What's the name of the org?
It's called Music in Common.
Mm-hmm.
So their website is musicincommon.org. You can root around in there for stuff on their website.
And how do we select? How do they select the groups that are the kids, the people that are going to do it? Like, is there a way that they can sign up for this? This is an awesome cause to me, you know, not cause, but initiative. And so how do you get involved in that?
Well, absolutely. That's the most important thing, that we've got participants. In fact, I was going to say to you, I'm not asking for money. We've kind of got the money to do this. Uh-huh. It's not about that. It's about participants. So 14th and 15th of November this year, we're going to bring three groups together at Laguna College of Art and Design. They've very graciously given us a room to do this mm-hmm. in on the 14th and 15th of November. And we need participants. Now, the process for enrolling people is as simple as, are you interested in music?
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in peace? Will you sit in a room and write a song with people from other cultures?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be we'll visit a recording studio in town. We'll come to the radio station. It'll be a totally fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make a film of the whole thing.
Okay.
And the idea is that this guy, Todd Mack, will come down from New Hampshire, where he lives. He'll do this weekend. He's done it 50 times, so he's really experienced. He'll come down and do it, and in the process, teach me. And then I will do it a few months hence, and I'll bring other musicians in.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will do it. And right. this thing, hopefully, will take on
Carry
a life
on.
Of its own.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's no, as I say, I'm not looking for money. Really, I'm looking for participants. So if you're Jewish, Muslim, or Christian, and or of those backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
I'll take Jewish, Muslim, or Christian atheists. That's fine. Right? But I'm looking for young people between the ages of 15 and 20 who are of those cultural backgrounds, who are interested in writing a song, learning a bit about songwriting from experienced songwriters, and making a film with experienced filmmakers, and being on the radio and hanging out and talking about how we can work together. Because, frankly, whatever we're doing now in the Middle East isn't working. So the point is to look at this from a completely different perspective. And you don't have to like each other. You don't have to agree with each other. In fact, my suggestion is that you come in as a Christian, say, and you leave even more a Christian than you were. This is not about changing anybody's cultural backgrounds.
Right.
This is about just looking at the situation from a completely new perspective and proving that groups can get together and collaborate on a given project and make a success of it. And if that's possible, peace is possible.
I love this, and especially in the wake of Daniel Pearl, for a legacy for him. He's amazing. And so tell everybody again where they can sign up.
Well, the best thing to do is email me, jason@kx935.com. That'll be the simplest way. There's also an Indiegogo campaign, which has all the information, which I painstakingly wrote, has all the information about what we're doing at Music in Common OC.
Okay.
There's musicincommon.org. As I say, Indiegogo, Music in Common OC. Or email me, jason@kx935.com. And most importantly, I'm not really after your money. I'm after kids between the ages of 15 and 20 who've got some musical aptitude. They don't have to be geniuses or virtuosos. They just have to be interested and able to say a few words about this, maybe write a song, maybe write some lyrics, and have a feeling that perhaps peace is possible. And at the end of the weekend, if these kids all see each other as three-dimensional, we've done our job. That's all I can ask.
That's fantastic. And you said it was November
14th and 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So listeners, you know, if you or your kids are into music, this is a great opportunity to work and collaborate. And Jason, do you have anything else we want to finish up with? Come on, you always have something you want to say.
I don't want to say anything too funny. I just want to be serious about this because I'm so inspired.
I'm very
by
impressed.
The idea of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us spend a lot of time complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Jewish guy. I go to Israel a lot, and we spend a lot of time arguing our political slant, whatever, you know, and talk is cheap. I really want to do something, as small as it is, positive in this world about this particular situation. It really inspires me. And what have I got? I've got music, and I can do it. I can teach this thing, you know. So I'm excited to bring Todd down. He's very good at conflict mitigation, you know, so if there's any tension, he's very good at diffusing it. He's learned over 50 times how to do this and how to get the most out of these kids. They'll have a great experience. They'll visit KX93.5. They'll visit a local recording studio, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Great experience. And then it gets paid forward. That's the whole point.
Well, we could use some cash on our Indiegogo campaign, but that's not the most important thing.
Well, you know, for the listeners, if you become a member of KX93.5 during this week, a portion of your membership will go directly to Jason's Indiegogo campaign or
your thing.
And, you know, thank you so much for sharing this information with everybody. It's really a great campaign and sounds really fun.
Thank you.
I was 14 and 15 and a musician.
Well, if you want to listen, you know, if you want to come down as in a sort of leadership role or just hang out or
help
feed the kids or whatever, you know, the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds good.
Just want to spread the word.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jason Fetti, for a great interview. And I want to say thanks to everybody. Until next time, this is Caroline Bruder. Check out my Facebook page. Make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
KX93.5, our morning show, Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetti is here.
Good morning.
And we have a really unique, amazing, special guest in studio with us. 93 years old. 93 years young, I should say.
93 years old, you should say. I feel every minute of it.
Arnold Hayno is in studio, a legendary baseball writer, considered the Babe Ruth of writing, published in over 9 decades, and a new movie about you that is going to be premiered at 7 Degrees next week. And we should also introduce John. And John, I completely forgot your last name already. Wait, Leonudakis, right? I don't know.
Leonudakis.
John is the producer of the film, the director of the film called Hayno, A Century in the Bleachers. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Good to be with you.
Thank you very much. So should we talk, get into this guy's life and career?
Well, I don't even know where to begin. It's 93 years. How do you, can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. It's a mistake. It should have ended about 30 years ago. I was pretty good then. Now you have a half-dead creature in front of you.
No, you came skipping in here.
Right.
You came skipping in here, and you've no glasses on. Do you wear contact lenses?
Well, I'm besides everything else, I'm legally blind.
Oh.
So there's no use putting glasses on me.
Right, well, it's a good thing, because we're nothing to look at. You don't.
It's okay. I'm here.
Well, the strangest thing I'm guessing about being 93 is everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead. That's the saddest part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
The family and the friends are all dead, and even some of the enemies.
But your life will live on through your writing. You've been writing since you were a very small child.
I've been writing ever since I was maybe 4 or 5 years old. I wrote for my brother's mimeograph newspaper on Montgomery Avenue in the Bronx. I was his reporter. I was maybe 8 years old then. So it's been going on for... I believe for 8 or 9 decades, and it'll go on for a while longer, but not much.
And why was it baseball that you wanted to write about from the beginning?
Well, it was a combination of things, mainly location. I was the first 4 or 5 years of my life, I lived one whole block from the Polo Grounds in up in Manhattan, and my grandfather was a cop with a year-long pass to the Polo Grounds in Yankee Stadium. And I would go to the ball game for free on his pass, walk one block down Coogan's Bluff and into the seats and watch the Giants, and across the river into the Yankee Stadium and watch the Yankees.
Well, I read somewhere that originally you were a Yankees fan up till about 1926, right?
Then they lost to the Cardinals in a World Series, and my brother said, I told you they were lousy, and so I switched allegiance to his team, which was the Giants.
And you seem so proud of that now. I can't believe it.
Well, you know, it's one of those fun things to root for a team. See, my year begins on April 1st, and it ends at the end of the 162-game season. Yeah. This is now non-existence between now and April again, unless the Giants were in an even-numbered year, and then they'd be playing in the World Series.
There does seem to be a split. You know, I'm British, obviously. I know nothing or very little about American sports. But there's really a split between baseball fans and football fans. It's really a different world.
Two different worlds. My wife, Bonnie, who's sitting next to me here, she thinks football is one of the most disgusting, violent, filthy things that she's ever seen in her life. That's what makes it so exciting to the rest of the world.
Right, exactly.
That they keep hitting each other. Baseball is a more elegant sport. There is some contact, but not that much, and it's something you can see. Football, as Bonnie once described it, one man bends down, passes the ball between his legs, and 22 men fall down. And I think that's still the best description of football anybody's ever made. Yeah. Baseball, it's out there, and it's like soccer to that degree, which we call soccer, that everybody else calls football.
Yeah.
Well, and John, it's obvious too as what a character Arnold is, and clearly you figured that out when you decided to make a movie about him, which is going to show next week at 7 Degrees on Wednesday. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how this kind of came to be and why you decided to make this movie, Hey Noah, Century in the Bleachers?
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to let everybody know the screening next week is free and open to the public. So come on down. And Arnold will be there, and I will be there, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But the reason I decided to make this film was I'd become acquainted with Arnold from a baseball function in 2009, and I got acquainted with his iconic book, A Day in the Bleachers, which celebrates its 60th anniversary in print this year, I might add. And I did some research on him, and I started to discover what an amazing and remarkable life he had. And I was surprised that nobody had sort of seized upon his story and at least sat him down in front of a camera.
Well, that's because somebody had seen me.
Come on now.
And so, I called him up and I said, I happen to think you're an American treasure. Let's not bury the treasure. Let's bring it out into the daylight. And we had 1 3-hour interview, and he was remarkable. As you can tell, he's a wonderful storyteller. And from there, we did another. At that point, I just knew he needed to be interviewed, and that interview needed to be saved for posterity. I had no idea I was going to make a documentary about him. But that went so well, I said, geez, we've hardly scratched the surface. 93 years is a long time. So we went back about 6 months later, my cameraman and I, and this time we interviewed Bonnie a little bit, as well as Arnold, and it became quite clear at the end of that session that he would make a terrific subject for a documentary. And that's where we are today.
Two years later, one of the great failures of movie-making history.
He makes for a great publicist, doesn't he?
For himself, yeah. Well, no, that's all right. He's got a certain humility. You've got a certain humility about you. And it's important, you know, in all seriousness, it's important for those of us who were not alive 50, 60 years ago to hear history from people who were alive. Much of what we read in history is written by people who weren't there. So, it's really good for us to...
Well, when George Washington and I sat down, we got the American Revolution pinned down.
Got it figured out, did you? Kick those Brits out.
I'll do one quick story. Bonnie and I attended the 1960 Democratic Political Convention in Los Angeles. She was a golden girl. She was the escort for the Maryland delegation.
Was this Democratic?
I had credentials. This is the... Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and Kennedy got nominated one night, and the next morning I went to his office in the sports arena, nobody outside in front, no FBI, no Secret Service, no entourage, no other press people. I knocked on the door, and Kennedy said, come in, and I walked in. He said, the press has arrived, and I sat with him for 25 minutes. Now, that can't happen anymore.
No way.
No, but that lack of security didn't really work out for him too well, did
well,
it?
No,
too soon.
That is unfortunately terribly true. Yeah. But at the same time, that was such an easy thing, a flow that occurred for 25 minutes.
That's wonderful.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's important to point out that Arnold just gives you a glimpse of something here. In a way, he has lived sort of a Forrest Gumpian existence in that he has either been a part of or brushed up against major milestones in American history and 20th century popular culture.
And you're, in addition to being a baseball fan, you're very much a social activist. You were at the city council meeting here in town last night until 1 a.m.
That's
so
right.
What things are still important to you?
Well, in this case, there was an historic register, a restaurant on Forest Avenue that the restaurateur had decided he didn't like the front of it, so he decided he'd redo it. You can't do that to an historic register house.
Yeah.
It's against the law. Well, that terrible feeling of it's too bad, but we can just have to forgive and forget was proceeding. And Bonnie and I both spoke about it at the meeting, and we didn't win, but we didn't lose. It's going to be continued, actually, another round and back to the Planning Commission, and maybe we'll get the guy to make some changes to what he has done.
Right. There's a great moment from you in the trailer for the documentary, which again is next Wednesday, the screening at 7 Degrees, where you talk about whether they're black or gay or Mexican or whatever, you just want to reach out to people.
That seems to me to be very simple, and that's what we do. These days, mainly it's the homeless that's got me worried and bothered. The fact that we treat them as though they're animals. This is a piece of humanity that is being nibbled away and maybe destroyed.
Yeah, that is the American journey. Whatever the argument, the journey is toward freedom and equality for all. That has been the truth, even though it's been two steps forward, one step back, or whatever over the years.
But actually, we win all those fights eventually. The question is whether how long my eventual will last. I'm 93 now. Give me another year or two, maybe. So we can accomplish things, and if I don't and Bonnie doesn't, it will be done.
Well, you're the only 93-year-old I know that's going to the city council meeting to protest wall sighting at the local restaurant. So,
well, it's funny because we ate at that restaurant the day before, and I think they have seen the last of us.
Well, you know that feeling that you described before of we've just got to forgive them. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? That kind of feeling that stops people. Do you think it's that, just that simple feeling that stops people from being active in their community? I mean, this is a small thing, siding on a... It's important for Laguna, obviously, but it's a small thing. But you were present during the civil rights movement. This is a big deal. The gay rights thing, gay marriage, very big deal for a lot of people in the country. Do you think it's that little feeling of, what are you going to do? That stops people from being more active.
It doesn't stop them. It slows them because eventually we won the civil rights, we won the voting rights, and we won the gay rights, and we'll keep winning. But it wears us down. There's no doubt about that. I wish it didn't have to be a fight every time.
Yeah. People seem, they've made us very busy, and we seem to be. The argument always is, I don't have time.
That is unfortunately a truth. We find that the young people come in and they have no connection. They know that this is a great town, Laguna Beach, but they have no idea how it got to be a great town and why it looks the way it looks. And they don't really give a damn because that's the way it is and they accept it as it is. And so history is like last Thursday. We've got to educate them, and they're very tough, but we'll bring them around.
Well, let's talk more about this film a little bit, John. Again, we're with Arnold Hano in studio. A Century in the Bleachers is the name of the documentary, showing next week, 7 Degrees, 7 o'clock. It is free. You can buy the DVD of the film afterward for $20 if you'd like. How on earth do you capture such a multifaceted man in 1 hour who's been a baseball writer and a social activist and had touches with so much of American history?
Well, it was a real jawbreaker. Arnold said in the beginning, he says, you know what, you're in trouble. I've lived too long and I've done too much. And he was right. But we spent some time in really boiling down the key themes of the story, of Arnold's story, and they came down to four things. One, he's a writer. Two, he's had tremendous good luck throughout his life. Bonnie, of course, and baseball. So those were sort of the organizing principles, but of course it was not that simple. And his story it covers, a huge piece of American history and some of the greatest turmoil that occurred in our country. And Arnold was probably one of the few people who successfully battled racism in Orange County, specifically Laguna Beach in 1963, when his neighbors, a black family, the men there, couldn't get their hair cut by barbers in town, and he was very successful in cracking that Jim Crow bit.
That's incredible to think of in Laguna Beach, California.
Everybody thinks of us as the oasis of liberalism.
Yep.
And when Bonnie and I moved here in September of 1955, the town was 3-1 Republican. People don't understand that at all. And the Democrats were all hiding. The three or four that existed were hiding. And so we were not going to stand for that. We came from New York City. We were a couple of Jews from New York City where everybody was Jewish, liberal, and Democrat.
Right.
So we came out here, and we haven't made them all Jews yet, but we're on our way.
there is that... it's going back the other way, though. Don't you feel that we're becoming more conservative, less, obviously less Jewish. I mean, apart from you and me.
Yes, yeah, that's true. But there are waves, as you said, and these waves will recede and we'll get new waves. And
right.
And if we're here, we'll fight. And if we're not here, somebody else will fight. This fight will go on. It's not a fight that one loses forever. We will keep on going. The homeless will have a home. People don't seem to understand what the word homeless means. It means without a home.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is give them a home and a toilet so they don't have to urinate in the street. Simple stuff as that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's tough.
Are there other ways that you think Laguna has changed for the better or the worse over the past 60
years?
Well,
it's changed mainly because of what of around us. There were no such things as Aliso Viejo and Laguna Hills and Laguna Woods and a whole bunch of other towns. If we and Bonnie and I would go up the Temple Hills, go to the old top of the world, look down on the Saddleback Valley, and there'd be a cowboy and on a horse with a dog at his heels, and that's all you'd see.
Yeah.
And today, now that exists. Laguna Beach has not changed or grown that much, but around us has been great pressure of growth, and we've had this influx of people coming in, day trippers and tourists, millions of people in the summer, millions.
Yeah.
Not just hundreds or thousands, but millions. And it takes its toll on us. We can't handle them all. We've got to do something about it. We've got to capture those cars. We've got to do something.
Yeah.
Well said.
Again, wow. Arnold Hano in studio. The film is out next week, the screening at 7 Degrees at 7:30. Do you ever get tired of hearing about all your accolades? The 500 magazine articles, the 9 decades of publishing, the awards, the books?
No, I have to keep telling people about it. there's one academic lesson in this movie. I teach people how to throw a screwball.
Okay.
That occupies a good 30 seconds. It may be the most interesting 30 seconds of this one-hour film.
And you still got a mean screwball.
I have a screwball. and other people would say, well, he is one.
Not to mention being left-handed, and I can attest to his ability to throw a screwball because I was his catcher.
That's right.
That day, and the two of us together make the oldest pitcher-catcher battery combination in the history of baseball. I think we're up around 160 years old.
Uh-huh. When's the last time you went to a World Series?
When I went to a World Series?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I've been to about 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah.
I think 62 was the last time I watched them for some length. That was the one where McCovey ended the game with a line drive with two men on base, and had the drive been a foot either side, the Giants would have won the World Series, but it didn't. And that was the last one I saw that way, but I see them on television. I can crowd up close to the television set and watch.
And still
well.
Watch.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
And I do.
People like Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, these are all people you've seen in person.
I saw Babe Ruth not only play and hit home runs, but I even saw him pitch a game.
Yeah, but you weren't supporting the Yankees at that time, were you?
He was on the Yankees,
yeah.
and his record with the Yankees, besides home runs, he was 4-0 as a pitcher. He pitched 2 games of relief and 2 games as a starter, won all 4 games. And this was the last day of the 1933 season. I saw him pitch. He beat the Red Sox again. And
How many times did he pitch?
And I saw him on Broadway a day or two later, and I ran up to him. I said, "Hiya, babe." He said, "Hi, kid." I said, "How come you didn't strike out anybody?" I'm 11 years old, 12 years old. And he said, "I wanted those 8 palookas behind me to earn their keep." And so, you know, I had a conversation with Babe Ruth.
Wow, that's great.
So there. Yeah. On that note, that's who I am and who I was.
Incredible. Well, we can't wait to see it in the film next week. John, is there anything else you want to add to get people out there?
I would say this is a remarkable story, and it's an untold story. And I think it's, he doesn't like to hear this word, but I do think it's an inspirational story. Because Arnold has led a life of activism as somebody who deeply cares about the well-being of his fellow man, particularly those less fortunate than he. And that is a spirit we could use a lot more of these days.
Well said.
What a treat to have you both this morning. Hano, A Century in the Bleachers, next week at 7 Degrees. Arnold, thank you. Now you can go back to sleep.
Thank you, guys.
KXRNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
This is the music-focused hour of our morning show, Daily Scramble Live. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty is still here, and we're about to feature another live performer for you. Good morning, Oscar.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Thanks for driving from Los Angeles by way of England.
Oh, no worries.
We're going to learn about you, talk about your show tomorrow, talk about the new full-length album, talk about the EP that came out, and you're going to play acoustic for us in studio here on KX93.5. Oscar, that's also your name and your artist name.
Yeah.
Not a lot of creativity went into choosing that, I guess.
None whatsoever.
Right, so how did you decide that your first name was going to be your band name?
I just think I got tired of trying to think of clever names, and I just thought Oscar's a good name. Why not use it?
It's basically a brilliant name. It's like Cher.
Yeah, Adele, Cher. I'm,
Donovan.
I'm, who else is there? Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, you
Prince.
Know. Prince. She's my idol.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard to Google, though, right?
Yeah, but we're getting there. This is helping.
The results are going up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice to have a fellow Brit in the station.
Yeah. To represent.
No, it's really cool. And it's funny when Tyler asked you how you're doing and you said, not too bad. That's so British. Here they go. Good, great, awesome.
Yeah.
not bad.
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Are you saying that you guys are infinitely not as happy as we are? Is that what you're getting at?
I don't know. There was a study done recently that said the Brits laugh in normal conversation more than any other culture because we're always punning.
That's nervousness saying, as well, isn't it?
It could be nervousness.
there you go.
Are you having a nice time right now?
Oh, yeah. It's sunny California. You know, it's great.
Good. Can't complain.
Can't complain. Really, no.
Do you get to have you toured California before? Or?
No, this is the first time.
Wow. Welcome to our state.
Thank you.
What do you think of it?
It's pretty out there, yeah.
Have you gone to the beach or anything yet?
No, but that's what we're hopefully going to do after.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Laguna's a lot of coves and kind of isolated beaches. You should like it.
Mm. How do you find the bit like, if you've been working in the music business for quite some time in London.
Mm.
Where are you from in London? What part of London are you from?
Northwest London.
Northwest.
Kilburn.
Kilburn?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like Kilburn.
Catch up.
Is that the Kilburn accent?
Yeah, it's cool, Kilburn. It's not like Crouch End, which is a bit posh and snooty.
No, it's pretty ghetto still. Yeah,
yeah, it's a good place. It's a good place. So, and you've worked in the music business there, and obviously you've met labels and agents and managers and gigs and blah, blah.
Mm.
Is it very different here?
Yeah, people are just way more enthusiastic, I think, is the main thing, and they're just not afraid to ask you questions. Yeah, it's just... I way prefer it, to be honest.
Do you really? Do you think it's genuine? Does it come across as genuine to you?
Do you
care if it's genuine or not, as long as they're enthusiastic?
I don't really care, yeah. I think if everyone's having a good time, then, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, you were trained at a very young age. I mean, you kind of classically trained yourself, right?
Yeah, I had piano lessons at 6 and then singing lessons at 8 and just kind of carried on. Yeah, then my voice broke and, you know, it became a very different thing.
You do have a deep voice.
Yeah.
So at what point did you transition to indie pop or whatever you want to call it now?
Probably, I was in bands from the age of 15 and just kind of playing around with all those ideas and kind of realized that I knew what I wanted to do more than anyone else around me. So I went solo and, you know, that's kind of where I am now. Yeah.
Cool. And you named the band your name.
Yeah.
You're not entirely solo. You've got Louis with you here playing.
Well, I have an amazing band. Thank you. And Louis is one of the members.
Louis said thank you. No one heard him, but he said thank you.
He did say thank you. They're very polite, the Brits. Very polite.
So again, the show is tomorrow night at the Bootleg in Los Angeles with Oscar. You can download the new EP called Beautiful Words, which is one of the acoustic songs we're going to hear live. Mm-hmm. And a full-length album is coming out on February 26th. Are we ready? Are you done tweeting, Oscar?
Just about. Welcome to the life of a pop musician.
Publicist, pop musician, yeah. you're everything.
You've got to be everything these days, kids.
We're just making sure people know that you can hear this performance by Oscar online at kx935.com. Well, Jason decided to leave, so I guess we should just play.
Okay.
Is that cool with you?
I'm reading because I need to cough.
He needed a cough.
I'm making you laugh too much.
All right, we've got Oscar with Louis on guitar. Acoustic is a very different sound for you.
Yes.
So I appreciate you doing this. And whenever you guys are ready, you can kind of take it away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
never thought that I'd be wrong. I always knew this day would come slowly, and now it has. I'm looking out and feeling for the things you said to me, but don't waste away the feelings that we have remained. It tastes the same daffodil days, and I won't pray whatever good thing comes my way. You feel this change daffodil days. Oh, 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 oh. You're on your own, but that's okay. Just hold in time, so there's no way on you. And now you're cured from every past. Just say it straight, 'cause nothing ever lasts. Don't waste away the feelings that we have remained. Taste the same daffodil days, and I won't pray whatever good thing comes my way. You feel this change daffodil days. Don't waste away the feelings that we have remained. It tastes the same daffodil days, and I won't break whatever good thing comes my way. You feel this change daffodil days.
Great stuff,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, nice job, man.
Yeah.
I put you live on Periscope, the thing where you stream. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you stream
no, yeah,
and people
yeah, no,
can watch. So you currently have 10 people interested in whatever you're doing.
That's a good start.
whatever it is you were doing.
10 people turns into 20, turns into 50.
You never know.
No, that was great. Oscar is live in studio right now on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. Again, he's got a show tomorrow at the Bootleg in Los Angeles. And we mentioned right before you started that acoustic is probably pretty weird for you. Or I don't know, maybe it's what you started with doing and it's not bad.
It's a lot like doing open mic in Camden in London.
Imagine so. Is that good or bad?
I mean, I really like doing it because it means you can hear everything. I mean, half the places you play, the sound is rubbish on stage, and you know you can't hear anything, and you can't really do as good a job. So it's nice to be able to hear stuff.
Well, the songs start. You know, sometimes I'm telling you, man, records are so produced, whatever you know, these days that. It's difficult for me as a listener to know what's going on there. Mm. But you bring a song in like that and it's clear as a bell and quite moving and authentic. So
thank you.
We appreciate that very much.
Well, I care about songwriting first and foremost, and everything else, you know, production, all that, all the frilly stuff, you know, that comes after.
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, as I say, it obviously comes from the heart. You fan of like... because there's so many influences, but you fan of like, I can hear grunge and the Smiths and Nick Drake and all kinds of stuff in there.
It's a mixed bag. I mean, you should see my record collection.
I'm sure. There's lots going on there. And your melodies are not straightforward. You know, there's clearly some musical knowledge in there. Yeah, I bet Louis finds it hard to learn the songs. It's not a three-chord. It's not a three-chord wonder, is it, Louis?
The Ramones.
Louis's eyes were crossing while he was playing that song.
Well, will you play another one for us?
Definitely.
Cool. Another acoustic song from Oscar coming up. What's the next song going to be?
It's called Beautiful Words, and it came out in May on the EP, which you can get in all the different stores.
Digital devices and all of that?
Spotify, iTunes, Deezer.
Don't start naming them. There's too many.
There's so many.
It's going to go on.
On the internet.
All right.
On the internet.
Get the EP from Oscar on the internet. See him at the show tomorrow in Los Angeles, and let's hear another acoustic song from him now.
Can you really walk away? The symptoms are in play. Need to stay in just one place till memories are erased. But I just wanna hear beautiful words. Beautiful words returning. But all that you can say is you haven't heard. You haven't heard a beautiful word. Who are you now? Is this the way? You've lost all taste. Invade your innermost debate. You're underwater state. 'Cause I just wanna hear beautiful words. Beautiful words returning. But all that you can say is you haven't heard. You haven't heard a beautiful word. I just wanna hear beautiful words. Beautiful words returning. But all that you can say is you haven't heard. You haven't heard a beautiful word. I won't wait for you to say beautiful words to me, to me, to me, to me. I won't wait. I won't wait for you to say beautiful words. I just wanna hear beautiful words. Beautiful words returning. But all that you can say is you haven't heard. You haven't heard a beautiful word. I just wanna hear beautiful words. Beautiful words returning. But all that you can say is you haven't heard. You haven't heard a beautiful word. I won't wait. I won't wait for you to say beautiful words to me. To me, to me, to me.
Lovely, man. That was so awesome. Great. Nice job. Thank Oscar's you. Live on KX93.5. This is an unforgiving space to sing in, you know, and technical problems and mic things going on. But honestly, really, really nice job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Again, the bootleg tomorrow night. Are you playing with anybody that you want to mention?
There's TV Girl is playing, I think, supporting.
Cherry Glazer is DJing.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Cool. Well, again, welcome to California.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a nice time on the beach today and download the new EP, Beautiful Words, and be aware of the new full length coming out in February.
Thank you for the support.
You're welcome, man. Thank you for making great, beautiful music. Anything, Absolutely. Jason?
No, love it, love it, love it. Thank you very much.